The particles we breathe have been around since creation, since creatures first drew breath. Our breath connects us back to that time, the time when time was just starting. And on each of the next three breaths, in and out, we deepen, drop down a level on each breath, and let our awareness reach back to earliest human consciousness. Now take three breaths and sink deeper. Here, in the river of time, we flow back to when we were standing in the Garden of Eden, amazed at the loveliness of our own flesh, the freshness of the air, the vividness of the colors around us, the animals, the grasses and trees, the water. We look around ourselves, and as we go deeper, we find that time continues to take us back, and our own bodies loosen at the edges, soften, fade, give way, until we look out with the eyes of consciousness itself, and see only that which is around us. And as we watch, the animals lie down and sink into the ground, fade from view, and the birds quiet and disappear till we see no more of them. The fish sink down into the waters. The luminaries begin to fade, so we no longer see with the light of the sun, moon, or stars, but with the light of creation itself. And in that light, we see the trees and grasses swiveling and sinking back into the earth till the land is bare. And as we watch, the dry land is covered over with water, until all we see is sea and sky, with rain clouds above. And as we continue to watch, the clouds sink down and merge with the sea, until all there is sea and sky, as far as we can look in all directions. And as we stretch our vision to look out as far as we can, notice how the light begins to fade. Our vision fades. All turns gray, then finally black. And there is nothing to see. Vision is gone. We are simply floating in the sea, embraced by the dark water. And the edges of our sensation give way. Whatever is left of our pores open, we merge with the dark water, sinking deeper, opening out in all directions, rocking on the waves from the wind that hovers over us. And as we sink further down, deepening and deepening, we hear a voice calling, the voice of wisdom. She's calling to us from the depths of the sea, and we quiet to listen. Know that you can come back here anytime you want to. This place is always inside you and all around you if you look for it. You can take the guidance and blessing you receive here with you. So take a moment to find a feeling or word or sound or image to carry what you have heard or felt. And feel the power of that flow of blessing arising from here, carrying you with it. Empowering you to carry the flow of blessing into the world with you. Feel yourself rising on that flow to the surface of the water. And as you do, clouds rise off the surface of the water and return to their home in the sky. And the waters start to get shallower and recede around you until you're on dry ground. And the ground sprouts vegetation, grasses, flowers, and trees. And as you watch, the light concentrates into luminaries, the sun and moon and stars. And you see something flash off in the water and know the fish are back. And when you look up, the birds are flying through the sky again, cawing and peeping. And the ground starts to teem with creatures, bugs and creeping things and four-legged beasts. And eventually you notice your own body again. Your flesh, your edges, your breath. And as you breathe, you travel on your breath through time and space. On the particles of air that have existed since creation. Those particles that are moving through your lungs right now, in this moment, in this very place, in your own body, your own breath. Reach out your hands and touch your body. Feel the texture of your clothes, your skin, its temperature, your muscles, the places where your feet or back or bottom touch the floor or chair with solid earth beneath. Feel your own heartbeat. And from this place of awareness of the deep flow that emanates from the darkness before creation, the flow that we are part of, move out into your life, drawing that flow of blessings with you.